Sports live from Capitol Hill on 1260 WRC.
Welcome back, 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And with sports, Mike Harris joins me now, Washington Times sports editor. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Andy. How are you, sir?
Doing just fine, just fine. Masters underway, a Tigerless Masters underway today. But I got to tell you, I still think it's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, it always is. And you and I are of a generation where we remember when Tiger didn't play in that. You know, my son and I were talking. He's 30 years old, a big Tiger fan, and Tiger's been playing in this most of his life, so I get where he's coming from.
Sure.
But this tournament's got a pretty long history of being great, and I think it will continue to be that. And that's no disrespect to Tiger. Like I wrote today, no matter what you think of him personally, no matter what you think of what's become of his golf skills, the tournament will be just fine without him.
Yeah. Anything worth talking about so far today, or is it just kind of getting underway?
You know, I haven't even paid attention. It's so early. Talk to me in 5 hours. Who knows? The first few holes. Actually, talk to me Sunday. Dan Jenkins, the great golf writer, always says the tournament doesn't really begin until the back nine on Sunday.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
we'll
true.
See.
Yeah. All right, baseball, good news last night. What a game. Nats,
holy
Marlins.
Holy moly. You know, I was home. I wasn't there, and it's 5:00, and I turn it off. You know, I'm not going to watch the end of this, and I do some reading. And I get a text from my aforementioned son. He says, that Harper home run may have been the longest baseball I've ever seen hit. So I said, huh, maybe I ought to start paying attention. And, yeah, you know, who knew that five runs would only get the Marlins halfway there? What a finish for the Nats.
Yeah, and how about Harper? All of a sudden, I guess he's not feeling so lost?
Well, maybe not. Let's, you know, more than one hit, but he certainly wasn't lost on that. It may still be moving. You better duck.
All right, so now it's right back to the Braves, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be that way all year with those two teams. It's going to be one or two games at the most. The Braves lost a couple of pitchers, but they're still awfully good. You know, they came in and took two out of three. I think the Nats need to go down there and try to do that. I'm not sure how the pitching matchups shake out because Strasburg goes tonight, so I think the only one of the big three the Braves will see is Gio on Sunday.
Yeah.
But, you know, Taylor Jordan beat him last week or was on the mound for a game they won. I don't know if he was actually the winning pitcher. So it can be done. Another great series, another big one early.
Caps beat St. Louis Tuesday night, but it just wasn't good enough, right?
No, and last night the results with Detroit getting a point, losing in a shootout, and Columbus winning in Dallas – they're now mathematically eliminated. They have three games left, and that's it. There will be no playoffs in Washington this year.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Haven't talked to you since UConn ladies took the title. What a week for that school, huh?
Yeah, how about that? I think it's the second time. I want to say 2004 was the first time the men and women won in the same year. I mean, that's nine championships for Gino Auriem and the women, and I know the men have won four since 1999. Hard to argue what's the best basketball school for both genders in the country, isn't it?
Yeah. Redskins news. They have a preseason game against the Browns, meaning a return of Mike Shanahan, at least for one game. It'll be fun, right?
Oh, well, Kyle Shanahan, his son, the offensive.
I'm sorry, what did I say, Mike?
You said Mike.
Oh. Ooh,
again,
man,
we're showing our age here, Andy.
Yes, we are.
The older guy, Mike. But, yeah, it's a preseason game, big deal. And I don't even know where it falls on the schedule. On the preseason schedule. You know, if it's the fourth preseason game, it hardly matters because that's when you're playing the guys who are about to get cut anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. DeSean Jackson settles on number 11 after RG3 says, no, the number 10 is mine. We all knew that was going to happen. But I thought.
Yeah, I don't think RG3 is going to lose that battle.
No, I know, but I thought Aldrick Robinson was number 11.
Is he still on the team?
Oh, yeah, well, I thought he was, but.
He may be. I don't even know.
Yeah.
That's how clueless I am about the depth at receiver. But, yeah. RG3 isn't going to lose a number battle. Aldrick Robinson might. Or Aldrick whatever. I don't even know his name. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he might. He's the guy who thought made the catch last year in the game. That long bomb, and he hit the ground, and the ball was clearly out, and he claimed he had it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him now.
Yeah, just so you know, when you look for him, look for number 15.
Okay, good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Always glad to help you out. Mike, good to talk to you. Thanks.
As always, sir. Thank you.
Mike Harris, sports editor here at the Washington Times. And I must admit, I have been peeking at the leaderboard from the Masters, and I see we've got two guys at 3 under. Jonas Blix from, where is he from? Sweden, I believe. And then Miguel Angel Jimenez, also at 3-under. And a whole bunch of guys like Kevin Stadler, Fred Couples, let's see, Bill Haas, Adam Scott, Steve Stricker, a whole bunch of them at 2-under. So just getting underway. First day of the Masters, you know how that goes. Long weekend ahead, that's for sure. All right, stay tuned. Senior editor for the opinion pages here at the Washington Times, Emily Miller, will join me next.
Capitol Hill on 1260 WRC coming up.